Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan. It's all brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. And in 2 weeks, we'll be there for the big draft party that is taking place at The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, we're not going to start with the draft. We're going to start where we were last night. How about Luka making his return to Dallas? How awesome was that? His reaction, the crowd's reaction. What an absolute great moment, I thought, for the NBA to see that last night.
Yeah, so I had a little bit of a different take. First of all, my first pick is the Ben Maller chicken fingers over at The Landing. I want to get that out of the way. That was my number one pick there. Go with that. But I felt like watching the Luka return to Dallas and that whole thing, it was too schmaltzy for me. That's like my word is schmaltzy. I said that on the overnight show because the Mavericks 2 months ago or whenever the trade, I think it was 2 months ago, they were like, They were planting all these stories in the media about how Luka was out of shape, he wasn't paying attention, wasn't doing any of that, and then they put the video tribute. It was like a Hallmark movie on the scoreboard. It was just like the whole thing, the vibe, and you know they obviously didn't want him unless there's some grand conspiracy in play. But yeah, I mean it was. I know I'm in the minority on the take, by the way, Bob. I realize I'm in the minority, but I just thought the thing was too hokey for me and a little over the top. He didn't die. He's actually in a better situation, some would say, playing for the Lakers, Luka. And the fact that Nico Harrison showed up, the GM that traded him, I'm pretty impressed by that. I didn't think he would show his face. But he was out there, and they had the rhythmic chanting. It was like a religious revival-type vibe at the Maverick game is what it was like.
I also like Anthony Davis just snubbing LeBron, too, before the game. Like, the NBA doesn't do anything for me on the court because I just think it's a poorly played sport, as is college basketball. But yeah. I look at the drama, the storylines. That's what makes the NBA. And now we got Anthony Davis and LeBron in the snub. It's awesome.
Well, it is wonderful because it's a classic. First of all, it's a classic play by LeBron. So Luka gets traded from LA to from Dallas to LA, and immediately, right away, there were stories. Within half an hour, LeBron had no idea, completely blindsided. Right, which my radar started beeping. I was like, oh, that's bullcrap. There was something going on there, and then. There was a podcast, secondly, a couple of weeks back, Markieff Morris's brother, his twin brother, Marcus Morris, said that LeBron requested that his brother was in the Luka trade, which means LeBron knew about the trade. He wasn't blindsided, and I'm pretty sure Anthony Davis is aware of that. Not only did Anthony Davis give him the cold shoulder before the game, also after the game, while he was playing, you know, lovey-dovey with the other guys on the Lakers and all that, and his old teammates, he did not acknowledge LeBron, according to some video clips that are going around. So, yeah, that part of it is great. Because, you know, Anthony Davis, listen, he gets hurt all the time. I rip him, but he got hosed on that part of the deal, too.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because I love how they kept showing Mark Cuban. And you talk about a situation that was completely I don't know, fabricated. Like, he sells the team, and then he's like, you know, I'm still going to have some sort of control. And then all of a sudden, the guys that own the team are like, actually, no, you don't. And then he comes out and says, you know what? I don't have control because they told me I didn't once Luka gets traded. Is that the most, like, awkward trade situation in sports in the last, I don't know, 2 decades, 20 years?
How about all time? Like, I ran a lot. Like, people bring up the Babe Ruth trade. Like, that is the single dumbest trade of all time. But in 1920, I've read books about this. At the time, it actually made financial sense. The owner of the Red Sox was in debt. He couldn't afford to pay the mortgage on Fenway Park. He had all kinds of outside expenses and whatnot. And so he got $100,000, which is $1.5 million or something in today's money for Babe Ruth. The owners of the Mavericks are not in financial trouble. They didn't need to do this. They did it. This is a self-inflicted wound by the Mavericks. Like, it made some, on some level, and by the way, I did look it up. If you read those stories about Babe Ruth, the same thing they said about Luka, how he was drinking too much and he was out partying and all. They said the same thing about Babe Ruth in Boston when they got rid of him. He was womanizing and drinking and all this stuff, and that's why they got rid of him. So it's almost the same playbook 100 years later. It's wild.
Talking with Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio, and that's not the only drama in the NBA. 3 games left in the regular season. Denver says, see you later, coach. You're out. And the general manager, we're not extending you either. I mean, the drama that this league just provides is epic.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And what, 12 days or 11 days before that, the Memphis Grizzlies, who are also a playoff team, they got rid of their coach. It's ridiculous. And I know, realize, NBA coaches, irrelevant. But Michael Malone was supposedly in that upper crust. He was on that short list of coaches that do matter, that do move the needle, and they still just whacked him. And my go-to, I don't know if you agree with me, guys, but my go-to when I see these stories about NBA coaches, I immediately say, who's the star player? They gave the nod, the wink and the nod to make it happen. Ja Morant in Memphis and Nikola Jokic. People say, he's just a big Serbian guy. He doesn't care about all. No, trust me. The way they do business in the NBA, this goes back to like the late 80s, early 90s. They've always operated that way. If you're a superstar player, you get final say. They're not going to annoy the star player. LeBron's gotten rid of a bunch of coaches because he didn't like them. The only one he couldn't get rid of is Eric Spoelstra in Miami, so he left blaming chocolate chip cookies. So that's just how it goes. But yeah, the Nuggets are a mess. And then they hire, to make me feel like a dinosaur, guys, Rick Adelman's son is now the coach of the Nuggets, who I interviewed a million times. He coached in the NBA for like 20 years in my younger days, and now his kid, who looks like a... Doesn't give you the confidence of leadership, Rick Adelman's kid. Kind of a beta vibe, if you will, there.
Yeah, I want to move on to something that is pretty significant today. I don't know how much of your ear to it. I feel like, I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but I feel like you have more fun making fun of the Masters than maybe enjoying it. Maybe I'm wrong. Is there anything that you're interested in? Is there anything that you're just like, yeah, I'll wait till Sunday? Or what about the Masters in 2025? Has Ben Maller interested or not interested?
Yeah, so I consume the first. I don't really pay much attention to the first couple of rounds of the Masters. I'll have it on. I'll be watching a baseball game and I'll flip over. That's kind of my, because I've learned over the years. I've been burned too many times, Dusty, by getting all worked up because somebody has the lead over, you know, the first day of the Masters, and then I'm like, it's irrelevant. You start really paying attention on Saturday, and then I do always look for the choke on Sunday. I look for the last day where the guy falls apart. I admit it. It's good talk radio, and I got a show to do, so I want someone just to completely choke on the back nine at Augusta. The other thing is, and I think it was, I forget who, I read it somewhere, one of the big golf announcers was like, hey, they should add a shot clock to golf. And that's actually a great idea. Like, they do it in baseball, and I read that they actually technically have a loose, you have like 40 seconds. You're supposed to take your shot within 40 seconds on the PGA Tour, but they don't enforce it. Kind of like baseball. Baseball had rules where you're supposed to stay in the batter's box and you're supposed to pitch in a certain amount of time, but they never enforced it until they put the clock in. How much of a better experience? Now, it's a TV show. I realize when I'm out golf, I don't golf very often, but when I'm golfing with my buddies, I don't need a clock. But if I'm watching a TV show, it makes it much more enjoyable. And I'd also like to see Dusty heckling.
I love that idea. I mean, because you're right, Ben. I mean, sports is a TV show. And a lot of times we forget that it is a TV show before it's really anything else. And to package that thing nicely, it's why the NFL has got that thing down to 3 hours, right? I mean, they know how to package that. Golf, going to a golf shot clock, I think it would be great. It would make the old heads mad, but I think it would maybe rejuvenate the sport a little bit.
Yeah, people would be up in arms. But people were up in arms in baseball. Even I was like, we don't need a clock in baseball. But you don't even really notice it. You know, maybe a couple of times a game, there's a pitch clock violation, and so somebody gets a ball or a strike added to the count. But it's not like it doesn't stand out. And like anything, you'd get used to it. Like if you did it in golf, eventually you'd get used to it. Like it's going to take it takes 4.5 or 5 hours to play a round of golf on the PGA and these events. It's like, if you could trim that down by an hour, even just an hour, that would be a lot better.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the Tiger League or the simulated league, they did the shot clock. It kind of made it interesting, but again, this is one of those tournaments that, like, I didn't know if there was like another sporting event where like it's okay to have like the, what we call the Walter Pennington sort of vibe, where you have your pinky out, you're drinking your Chardonnay, you've got your fresh khakis on. Is there another event? Maybe I consider the Kentucky Derby in the same playing field as the Masters, where it's okay to be somebody you're not. But outside of those two, I really, you know, maybe Wimbledon, but maybe your help is needed here about a sport where it's like okay to have like the caviar in your lip instead of the Zin, or, you know, the upper glass of wine. And I look at the Masters, the Kentucky Derby, and Wimbledon, and that's basically it.
Yeah, I mean, I even like the U.S. Open tennis in New York, not quite up to Wimbledon, but I've been in New York when that's been going on. Some of the people that go out to that thing are, it's just a different crowd. It's a different element. There's a lot of acting too. You're right, Dusty. There's a lot of people that maybe don't have that kind of money that are out there, and they're playing dress. They're doing cosplay, like they have stuff that they don't really have and all that. But that's just like part of the deal. Like those big horse races and golf tournaments and tennis tournaments. That's like the whole vibe. I guess the Super Bowl a little bit, right? Don't people get all they play like if you go to Super Bowl, you got your baller status, right? Getting in there, that's a big deal. You guys were there, you're ballers.
Huge, 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 huge. Ben, before we let you go, speaking of football, we're 2 weeks from the draft. Does Shedeur Sanders last through the first round? Does he make it out of the first round? Does he get picked in the first round? Because sure seems like now he may get drafted in the 18th round.
So I have gotten to the point, Bob, quickly, where I am at the point now where, much like I just said, golf's a TV show, the NFL draft's a TV show. Doesn't it seem every year they pick one guy out who's free-falling in the draft? Like, isn't this one of the go-to tropes of the draft? This is one of the storylines they use. They recycle this storyline all the time. Shedeur Sanders is supposed to be the guy. He will not fall out of the first round. That being said, I at this point, based on the latest scuttlebutt, which changes by the minute, I do not think he'll be drafted in the top 10. And so there'll be a lot of, where's he going? I don't understand. He's the best player on the board. I can't figure out why no one's picking him. What happened? I love how people are changing. Like, I think Abdul Carter of Penn State is the top player. Now there's, he doesn't work hard in practice. Like, where were these stories up until like a day ago? Like, it's like, it just comes out of nowhere. Like, come on. Nothing's changing. These guys aren't doing anything right now other than meeting with teams. It's not like they're practicing or they're just working out. That's it.
Ben, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the Masters, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Thank you.
That's Ben Maller, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty, where we will be 2 weeks from tonight for that first round of the NFL draft. You can come out and have the Ben Maller chicken tenders and the big Bavarian pretzel name for yours truly, $9.65. Put it on the Maloney tab, and everything will be taken care of.
Mm. What's more surprising, that we are 2 months out from the Super Bowl, or that we're 2 weeks from the draft?
I think 2 weeks from the draft.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, it's already in the middle of April right now. We're already into the double digits of April.
Yeah.
And the year is just flying by. Remember when it was Halloween, Mac, and I told you we were going to be here before you know it? Now here we are 6 months later, right? Yeah, I think it's crazy that we're 2 weeks away from the NFL draft, and then we'll probably, 2 weeks away from the schedule release, and then OTAs are going to get started. Before you know it, Binkley's going to be in St. Joe getting his golf cart stolen by Neil Jones.
Ugh. You know that guy loves breakfast burritos from McDonald's. I watched that guy go to town on two burritos in like 4 seconds. I was like, damn, Augusta, save some room for later.
These are good breakfast burritos.
They are fantastic. Yeah.
I mean, he was eating them like chestnuts eating a glizzy.
I mean, speaking of that, did you see the two people sharing the hot dog at the baseball game last night?
Would you ever with your fiance at a game go mouth to mouth on a glizzy?
No, that looked like ridiculous. Like Lady and the Tramp style.
Yeah,
like
that was these the people, side by
yeah,
side.
Yeah, like, okay, that's a cartoon and dogs versus humans.
Exactly.
And, you know, real. It was kind of embarrassing, I thought. You know, I'm like, oh my
no,
God,
for sure,
what the hell is this? This is terrible. Somebody's going to choke.
Honey, you take one end of the wiener, and I'll take the other end, and we'll just meet in the middle. No.
Who do you think suggested that, her or him?
Judging by what I saw, definitely him.
Yeah. It seemed like it was a him.
Yeah, and she went along with it. What date number was that, do you think?
I think they were probably married.
You think so?
I don't think you can't. I don't think you cannot be married and go mouth to mouth on a hot dog.
Yeah. Or they're in the honeymoon stage. It's like, yeah, whatever, cool.
One word to describe Lady and the Tramp and a hot dog.
Awful.
Cringe.
Down.
Men's wieners.
Yeah, down.
down.
Because, I mean, you're all in at that point. Because if you ever did something like, hey, honey, I'm going to go golf today. Seriously, again? Hey.
Hey,
remember that time we were on the Jumbotron splitting
here's
the hot
video.
Dog?
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Immunity, babe.
Yeah.
All right, Mac, take it away.
All right, let's start. Well, what do you guys want to start with? You want to start with basketball? You want to start with the
I
Masters?
I said, Mac, take it away.
One word on the Masters today.
First round.
Glory.
Hole. Yeah, I'm excited.
Tiger.
What's
he teeing off?
I'm telling you, man, you got to get out of this Tiger phase.
We were kind of talking about it in the break, though. Like, they showed some other guy with a mullet up there, and I'm like, God, golf just tries. Any young player that wins something, we're trying to make the next face of golf. Golf has got to stop trying. They got a case of the try too hards right now.
Yeah, but no, it's glorious. It's glorious everywhere. Blue, you're glorious.
All right, one word on Luka's performance.
He's seen Old School.
Not seen Old School.
It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Depressing. That's my one word.
Luka's performance last night, I think he had 46.
Predictable.
Against Dallas, by the way, if you're just listening. Yeah, he came back to Dallas for the first time.
I would say monumental. Surprising. Like, I was texting you guys last night, the crowd was cheering when Luka came back in the game, and then every bucket they were cheering. It reminded me when Lorenzo Cain came back with the Milwaukee Brewers, hit a home run to right field, and everybody's on their feet standing and cheering.
I'm like, yeah.
You know, now it's a different story. Cain was, you know, obviously towards the end, and they, you know, weren't going to re-sign him. But, like, I mean, spiteful, awesome, great, revenge, everything, 46 points
last
night.
It was great. It was such great human emotion. The whole thing was awesome. Too bad they had to play a game. But, I mean, like, all of that was great. The stuff before the game, you know, because everybody can relate to that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one word on Anthony Davis kind of snubbing LeBron at the beginning of the game.
I snubbed her.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
F you.
Tell him again, George.
I snubbed her.
Or Kramer.
I snubbed her.
I mean, the video is so good. He goes out there and doesn't even look at LeBron.
Look at him. Now, later, they were laughing. They were being
at
cordial.
The end of the game, they did not do anything, though. No. He was with everybody else but LeBron.
One word to describe that court last night.
Awful.
Buddy, I snubbed her.
Buddy hated it. I loved it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Did anybody else, and this is maybe it's just me, did anybody else have a problem with the announcers being too low and everything else being way too? Okay, good.
No, the mix was rough.
Because I
last
called my
night.
Wife, I'm like, the sound bar's messed up. You need to get home and fix this. And she's like, you say this all the time. It's busted. Fix the sound bar.
Come on. You don't know how to fix the sound bar?
You know these people that I live with.
He's just sitting. Yeah,
they
just
touch stuff, okay? And I don't know what's been touched and what hasn't been touched. Don't touch the thermostat. Don't touch the soundbar.
I can just picture Bob sitting there annoyed on the couch with a picture that was sent to Jen. Can you come home and fix this? Then yes, she comes home like, hey, how's it going? That's not working.
That's exactly how it took place. Yeah. Busted. She goes, I'll be home in a minute. I go, it's busted. You busted it.
She says, I'll be home in a minute. He says, it's been 60 seconds.
Yeah. Where are you?
I snubbed her.
Give us some more.
One word on these two Jayhawks possibly being Chiefs. Jordan Schultz says two Kansas Jayhawks to keep an eye out on the draft. Quentin Skinner and then running back Devin Neal. Skinner, 6'5", 195 pounds.
Yeah.
him. He averaged 22 yards a catch. And then Devin Neal, we know about
him. I like the Devin Neal pick for the Chiefs. I think that's a good fit for them. That would be great.
Okay, great, Devin Neal.
Local, cool. But is Devin Neal, is he just basically kind of like the same type of runner as Pacheco and Kareem? Or
no,
is he more,
no, he's
he can
more,
get out there?
Yeah, he's more out there.
Can he block pass rushers?
I don't know.
Because that's your key to succeeding in the Kansas City offense.
It is. Yeah, if he can't block, then he's no good.
And he's not in the Big Ten, so that helps.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Quentin Skinner, I don't know much about this wide receiver.
Well, his dad was the principal for the Simpsons.
He was, yes. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah.
At 6'5", I mean, that's
I like the six foot five. That's intriguing. Yeah, because we never had that guy before. No. We're always looking for that guy, like the elusive power hitting outfielder.
Well, no, it'd be cool.
They're going to take Luther Burden anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, they get Luther Burden, fine. You don't need, you know, Principal Skinner.
And then real quick before we get out of here, one word on Tyreek Hill yesterday.
Loser.
Yep.
Disgusting. Yeah.
Horrible.
Just terrible. If you guys missed it, his, what is it? Wife's or
yeah, his mother-in-law
had to call the cops. Said that he grabbed her by the hair and started like getting aggressive with her, and then threw a laptop in
grabbed
her direction.
The kid and went towards the balcony.
Yeah, I believe it happened Monday. It was reported yesterday. Yeah. But
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Called the police was on Monday.
And his quotes were, I'm the father, I can do what I want with my kid just like my wife can. Jeez. And stuff like that. Like, that guy's a piece, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a special place in hell for that
There
guy.
Really is.
Good riddance.
Yeah. See you later, man. I told you guys that I was about this guy from day one. And I got death threats about it.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.